Title: Executive Order 14042 Update 15.0. U.S. District Court clarifies its injunction applies only to the vaccine mandate. Content: Just when you didn't think things could get any weirder, on Friday, January 21, 2022, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Georgia issued a ruling clarifying its prior EO 14042 injunction, currently on appeal to the 11th Circuit, and discussed previously here, by refusing to clarify the injunction. Yes, you read that right. Let us explain. Following issuance of its nationwide injunction and subsequent appeal to the 11th Circuit, the U.S. government moved the district court to clarify whether the injunction applied only to the vaccine mandate or to the entirety of EO 14042. According to the Georgia court, its injunction was intended to enjoin only the vaccine mandate. In other words, it does not enjoin the masking or physical distancing requirements of the executive order. The way the Georgia court clarified its prior order is interesting. After first finding it had jurisdiction to clarify its previous order, even in light of the pending appeal, the court went on to find that a clarification was not necessary here because the injunction already held the answer to the U.S. government's inquiry. According to the Georgia court, its injunction was meant to apply only to the vaccine mandate and to leave in place EO 14042. S masking and physical distancing requirements, discussed in greater detail in our EO 14042 Survival Guide. So where does this leave us? As of this blog, the Safer Federal Workforce Task Force has guidance on its website that reads as follows: for existing contracts or contract-like instruments, hereinafter, contracts that contain a clause implementing requirements of Executive Order 14042, the government will take no action to enforce the clause implementing requirements of Executive Order 14042, absent further written notice from the agency, where the place of performance identified in the contract is in a U.S. state or outlying area subject to a court order prohibiting the application of requirements pursuant to the Executive Order, hereinafter, excluded state or outlying area. In all other circumstances, the government will enforce the clause, except for contractor employees who perform substantial work on or in connection with a covered contract in an excluded state or outlying area, or in a covered contractor workplace located in an excluded state or outlying area. Emphasis added. This is very flexible language, which can be read to say, A. The government will not enforce its clauses in states subject to an injunction, or B. The government will not enforce any requirement prohibited by an injunction. Since the masking and physical distancing requirements no longer are prohibited by the Georgia court's injunction, technically, the task force's language can be read to permit enforcement of these requirements. Leaving the task force guidance aside for the moment and looking solely at the various injunctions, here's where things currently stand. Georgia order enjoins the vaccine mandate in all 50 states, does not enjoin the masking or physical distancing mandate in any state. While there was evidence before the court indicating that other COVID-19 safety-related requirements were also established as a result of the executive order, i.e., masking and physical distancing requirements, the evidence and arguments presented to the court in the parties' briefs and at the hearing on the motion for preliminary injunction focused almost exclusively on the vaccination requirement, and the court's order on the motion for preliminary injunction did not reference, discuss, or analyze any of the other COVID-19 safety-related requirements. Kentucky order enjoins the gay vaccine mandate for all covered contracts in Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. It is unclear whether it enjoins masking or physical distancing in those three states. The government is enjoined from enforcing the vaccine mandate for federal contractors and subcontractors in all covered contracts in Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. Florida order enjoins all aspects of the task force guidance, the vaccine mandate and masking/physical distancing, in all contracts within Florida. He defendants are preliminarily enjoined from enforcing within Florida any contract clause requiring compliance with the COVID safety protocols for federal contractors described in Executive Order